ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत् कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्द माधवम् यम् ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यम् समगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यम् योगिनः यस्यान्तन्न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः। ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः। अथ कर्मयोगो नाम तृतीयोऽध्यायः। अर्जुन उवाच जायसी चेत्कर्मणस्ते मता बुद्धिर्जनार्दन तत्किं कर्मणि घोरे मां नियोजयसि केशव व्यामिश्रेणेव वाक्येन बुद्धिं मोहयसीव मे तदेकं वद निश्चित्य येन श्रेयोऽहमाप्नुयाम्। तद् एकं निश्चित्य वद येन अहं श्रेयः आप्नुयाम्। कृष्णा प्लीज डू टेल मी वन ऑफ दोस टू डिसिप्लिन्स विच यू एम्फसाइज्ड विच शुड बी फॉलोड सीक्वेंशियली। वन ऑफ द टू आइदर ऑफ द टू फॉर मी बाय विच आई शैल अटेन श्रेयः, श्रेयस, द एब्सोल्यूट गुड, द मोक्षम्। ओके, इवन दो यस्टे आई जस्ट वेंट अहेड टू द थर्ड वर्स, आई वांट टू क्लैरिफाई फ्यू थिंग्स इन द भाष्यम ऑन द सेकेंड वर्स इटसेल्फ। ओके, यस्टे आई वाज रीडिंग अहम् येन ज्ञानेन कर्मणा वा अन्यतरेण श्रेयः आप्नुयाम्। डू यू फॉलो दैट पार्ट ऑफ भाष्यम्? आई फाउंड इट, यू कैन। अहम् येन श्रेयः आप्नुयाम्। आप्नुयाम् मीन्स् व्हाट? प्राप्नुयाम्। सो देयर इज नो न्यू वर्ब इज गिवन बाय शंकराचार्य, सेम वर्ब विद द प्रिफिक्स ही गिव्स। येन by which discipline? Jnanena, by following the discipline of jnana yoga. Karmana va, or by following the discipline of karma yoga. Anyatarena, by any one of the two, by following which aham shreyaha apnuyam prapnuyam, I shall attain the absolute good in terms of moksha. Okay, so now with this, the commentary on the second verse is completely finished. But still, in the following sentences, up to the third beginning of the third verse, what Bhagavad Pada says is, assumed thinking of a Purvapakshi. Shankara Bhagavat Pada himself assumes the thought of a Purvapakshi, Jnana Karma Samuchayavadi, Purvamimamsaka. What is that? We heard about this ஞான கர்ம சம சமுச்சய. ஒன் சென்டென்ஸ், ஞான கர்ம சமசமுச்சய மீன்ஸ் சிந்தசிஸ் ஆஃப் டூ டிசிப்ளின்ஸ், சைமல்டேனியஸ் சிந்தசிஸ் ஆஃப் டூ டிசிப்ளின்ஸ், ஞான கர்ம சமசமுச்சய. சங்கராச்சாரியா ரெஃப்யூட்டட் திஸ், கிளாரிஃபைட் திஸ், சமசமுச்சய சைமல்டேனியஸ் காம்பினேஷன் சிந்தசிஸ் ஆஃப் போத் டிசிப்ளின்ஸ் இஸ் நாட் பாசிபிள் அண்ட் ஃபார் விச் வேரியஸ் ரீசன்ஸ் வர் கிவன் அண்ட் எக்ஸ்பிளைன்டு வெரி வெல். பட் போத் டிசிப்ளின்ஸ் ஆர் பிரிஸ்கிரைப்ட் பை தி சாஸ்திரம், போத் ஹேவ் டு பி ஃபாலோட் சீக்வன்ஷியலி. சோ கிரம சமுச்சய, ஞான கர்ம கிரம சமுச்சய இஸ் பாசிபிள். மென்ஷன் வெரி மேட் வெரி கிளியர் வை போத் சுட் பி ஃபாலோட் சீக்வன்ஷியலி அண்ட் விச் சுட் பி ஃபாலோடு ஃபர்ஸ்ட், விச் சுட் பி ஃபாலோடு லேட்டர் அண்ட் வாட் தி பர்பஸ். எவ்ரி திங் வாஸ் மேட் வெரி கிளியர். கிரம சமுச்சய தென் he again, before entering into the next verse, he wants to make sure that people who are reading this bhashyam do not have any doubt at all that there is no way of combining karma with the jnanam as a means of attainment of moksha. He does not want the purapakshi ஞான கர்ம சமுச்சயவாதி டு பி அரவுண்ட், இட் இஸ் நாட் வாண்ட் ஹிம் டு பி அரவுண்ட். வாட் டஸ் இட் மீன்? ஹி சேஸ் கம்ப்ளீட்லி நோ வே தேர் ஷுட் பி எனி டவுட் அபவுட் இட். தேர்ஃபோர் சங்கர் அஸ்யூமிங் அ திங்கிங் ஆஃப் அ பூர்வபக்ஷி ஹி பிரசன்ஸ். What is that assumed thought of a Purvimamsaka? See, there's a possibility of presenting the samuchaya in other three different ways also. That is, yes, both disciplines are compulsory. There's no doubt at all. There's no choice between these two disciplines. Both must be practiced, followed. But not simultaneously, sequentially. So between these two disciplines, maybe one must be of greater importance. If it is assumed that one discipline must be of greater importance between the two, if such an understanding is there, then we can say one enjoys greater importance. If karma enjoys greater importance between these two disciplines which should be followed, then it can be said to be கர்ம பிரதான ஞான கர்ம சமுச்சயவாதா. ஞான கர்ம சமுச்சய வாத சமுச்சய கர்ம பிரதான ஞான கர்ம சமுச்சய மீன்ஸ் சிந்தசிஸ் ஆஃப் கர்ம அண்ட் ஜானம், வெரின் கர்ம த டிசிப்ளின் ஆஃப் கர்மா என்ஜாய்ஸ் சுப்பீரியாரிட்டி, தி கிரேட்டர் இம்பார்ட்டன்ஸ். Greater importance. Suppose between the two disciplines, if jnanam is considered to be of greater importance, then it can be said to be what? Jnana pradhana jnana karma samuchayaha. Synthesis of karma, jnanam and karma, wherein jnanam enjoys greater importance. Otherwise, both the disciplines are equally important, equally enjoy the great importance, which means Jnana Karma Jnana Karma Ubhaya Pradhana Samuchchayaha. Jnana Karma Ubhaya Pradhana Samuchchayaha. Or you can say Ubhaya Pradhana Jnana Karma Samuchchayaha. This is the possibility of understanding importance of both disciplines. Both have to be followed. Maybe karma enjoys greater importance between the two, or jnanam enjoys the great importance between the two, or both disciplines enjoy the importance equally. Ubhaya means both. Ubhaya pradhana jnana karma samuchchayaha. This generally, this is how the discussion is presented elsewhere. In some other acharyas present this way. Some other contexts, it is also seen that way. But here, Shankara Bhagavatpada just says, the following for the sentence is actually Shankara Bhagavatpada's presentation of the thought of a Purva Pakshi as assumed by him. There's a possibility such thinking may be there on the part of a Purva Pakshi. What is that? He, instead of presenting all those three different possible views, only one of them. Why one of them is enough to negate all the three other views? There's no way of combining karma at all with the jnanam as a means of attainment of moksha. That is very made clear. Therefore, he says, yadihi karma nishthayam gunabhutam api jnanam bhagavata uktam syat. If it was mentioned by Bhagavan that in following the discipline of karma, in aid of that karma, enjoying the second place, jnanam was mentioned. Jnanam also was mentioned. In following the discipline of karma, in support of karma, jnanam having the secondary importance also was mentioned by Bhagavan. Then, tayoho ekam vada iti eka vishaya eva arjunasya susrusha katam syat. Between them, please tell me only that. This must be Arjuna's question. Please tell me only that. Only between the two, please tell me only that discipline by which I shall attain moksha. Thus, Arjuna's susrusha, Arjuna's curiosity, Arjuna's desire to hear from Bhagavan of one discipline, Arjuna's desire to hear from Bhagavan the import, the one dis of one discipline, Arjuna's question, a request to teach him, instruct him, that between one between the two would not have been possible. Assuming Purapakshi's thought, now Shankara Bhagavatpada gives the answer also here. So, desire for listening, desire to hear, implies expecting a reply, desperately wanting an answer. Therefore, the Susrusha can be taken as Arjuna's question that he wanted to hear from Bhagavan one of the two disciplines which Bhagavan prescribed for him. Okay. This explained already. Then, Nahi Bhagavata Uktam Anyatara Deva Jnana Karmanoho Vakshyami Nayeva Dvayamiti. Bhagavan, it was not at all said by Bhagavan that he would teach one of the two disciplines. He would not teach both disciplines. It was not at all said, mentioned by Bhagavan that he would teach one of the two disciplines. He would not teach both. If Bhagavan had said that he would teach only one of the two disciplines, he would not teach both disciplines, and both disciplines are required here, both disciplines had to be followed. Therefore, Arjuna, then it is would have been possible for Arjuna to think, oh, Bhagavan said he would, both disciplines are important, both have to be followed, but he would teach only one discipline for me. He would not teach both. Therefore, let me find out from him what is the discipline he would like to teach me. So understanding, thinking, considering that it would not be possible for him to attain the knowledge of both disciplines, Ubhaya Prapti Asambhavam Atmanaha Manyamanaha. At least he wanted to learn one discipline from Bhagavan. Therefore, Ekameva Prarthayet. He prays, asks for one discipline. We can say this, if Bhagavan said that he would teach only one of the two disciplines, he would not teach both. But Bhagavan did not say this. Is it clear? Bhagavan did not say this. Okay. Which means, instead, what was Bhagavan's answer? So when he concludes his commentary on the second chapter, second verse, Shankara Bhagavatpada makes it very clear. Bhagavan never said that. So it is not possible for Arjuna that he should ask for only one knowledge of one discipline from Bhagavan. He knew very well, Bhagavan did emphasize both disciplines. But he asked for the instruction of one discipline for him. So exactly in keeping Arjuna's question, Bhagavan's reply would be, let me make it very clear. This third verse, the very important verse. You know why? The Arjuna's question. Bhagavan gives answer for Arjuna's question. And Arjuna's question is actually the question of all Vedanta students. Both disciplines are prescribed compulsorily. Both have to be followed. Karma Yoga, without following the discipline of Karma Yoga, it is impossible to manage one's thoughts. It's impossible to develop the disciplines of Shamaha and Dhamaha, without which it is not possible for one to have mental steadiness and purification. Without which Viveka Vairagyam will be impossible. Therefore, it's very important for everyone to follow the discipline of Karma Yoga to become adequately prepared for the attainment of knowledge and also for enjoying the benefit of Jnana. At the same time, merely following the discipline of Karma Yoga without having interest in following the discipline of Jnana Yoga will make a person's effort incomplete. The effort will be complete. One can enjoy the benefit of following the discipline of Karma Yoga only when a person continues to follow, as a prepared minded person, the discipline of Jnana Yoga also. So the discipline of Karma Yoga without the jnanam, attainment of jnanam will be incomplete. And following directly the discipline of jnana yoga without having become prepared will be impossible. They both have to be followed sequentially, no doubt at all. But still, it is possible for one to have the doubt. Why? Because even to be a real karma yogi, one must have certain degree of jnanam. One must be given to the discipline of shravanam. Without being given the discipline of shravanam, which is actually part of the jnana yoga, it is not possible for a person to be a karma yogi. So if I'm given to the discipline of jnana yoga in terms of shravanam, then should I consider myself to be a person of the person following the next discipline, the discipline of jnana yoga? This is for question number one. And then apart from the time I'm listening to the Shastram, the time when I'm involved in other activities, mundane activities, or my duties, Swadharma Anushtanam, earning livelihood, etc., then it is not possible for one to consider oneself to be a person given the discipline of Jnana Yoga. Then there's a Karma Yoga. If every student is involved in both listening to the Shastram and also involving oneself in Karma Yoga, discipline of Karma Yoga, then what should one claim oneself to be? As a Jnana Yogi or as a Karma Yogi? Isn't it? Such doubt is possible. In fact, one has to listen to the teaching. One has to begin to listen to the teaching. One should continue to listen to the teaching. In fact, one should see that one's life, the way of life, is completely governed by dharma as ordained by the Shastra. A person should live a way of life prescribed, ordained by the Shastra, enjoined by the Shastra. Only then there is a Karma Yoga. Only then one can be a karma yogi. Only then there is a tapas. But definitely, combining the disciplines is impossible. Unless and until a person becomes very clear, these two disciplines cannot be combined at all. They have to be followed sequentially only. It is not possible for a person to really become much subtler mentally. But as we study the Shastram, we will understand clearly why it is said that they cannot be combined. The impossibility of combining these two disciplines will be understood later on only. Now you have to keep on listening. Doesn't mean that you have already understood. Understand? That is why it's very important. And the following verse, Bhagavan is to clarify. Bhagavan is going to clarify this doubt. Whether one should claim oneself to be a karma yogi or one should look upon oneself as the one who is given the discipline of jnana yoga. It will be become very clear by listening to this Bhagavan's answer to Arjuna. Okay? Shri, that's why Prashna Anurupam Eva Prativachanam. Bhagavan's reply is exactly in keeping with Arjuna's question. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Lokesmin Dvividha Nishtha Pura Prokta Mayanagha Jnana Yogena Sankhyanam Karma Yogena Yoginam. Already said, estate self, literal meaning you have already seen, Asmin Loke Dvividha Nishtha Pura Maya Prokta. Nishtha is a lifestyle which is followed with great commitment. Who can follow the lifestyle? Which lifestyle? The lifestyle prescribed by this Shastram, enjoined by this Shastram. And following that lifestyle, following the way of life, enjoined by this Shastram, implies commitment, tremendous commitment. The commitment is possible only if you know the importance, why I should live the way Shastram expects, Shastram enjoins. Why should live the way as in keeping Shastra's teaching? This is the only way. If I do not follow this way of life enjoined by the Shastram, there is no way of accomplishing the absolute. Pujya Swamiji has explained beautifully in his Value of Values. If a person do not know the greater value of what will be lost, if does not follow this way of life, then he has no choice. He would just follow. This is called Shastra Sharanagati. Shastra Sharanagati, Shastram Sharanam Gacchami means what? I just bow to Shruti. I just follow this way of enjoying by the Shastra. I have no choice. Why? Always we say this. This is the way of life, the lifestyle, which has to be followed with the commitment, the committed lifestyle. is a well-designed, non-improvably well-designed. It cannot be improved any further. This is very well-thought, well-designed, well-prepared way of life. That's why there's no choice. A person who knows, has analyzed the purusharthas, who has the purusharth nischayaha, because of his apatata jnanam, the person has analyzed the purusharthas, the human pursuits. He knows arthakama dharma's relative ends, and moksha is the absolute end. And moksha is a choiceless end. There is a universal, common human, universal choiceless end. Unless and until the moksha is accomplished, there's no way of freeing oneself from bondage at all. No way. One has to get off the disease of samsara. One has to have jnana. The moksha is in the jnana only, the of jnana only. Jnana is moksha. Therefore, to attain that jnanam, of course, shastram is the only pramanam. Shastram can help me understand what the truth is, not that it can help me arrive at what the truth is. At the same time, even to understand that, the preparedness required on the part of the mind is also very important. For which also Shem Shastram tells me, this is the way of life. This is how you have to live your life. So that in due course of time, you will be adequately prepared. And you would have tapped Bhagavan's grace also abundantly. That effortlessly you can, comfortably, effortlessly you can continue a journey of that's the study that which will culminate in choicelessly the attainment of the vision, which itself is freedom. There's no choice. That is why to follow any both disciplines also, the person must be already a person of purushartha nischayaha. Already the person knows, what am I living this life for? There's no doubt. I'm not simply hanging around here to enjoy time-bound pleasures and waste my time. But the whole life is lived with the greatest purpose. Okay, the purposeful life. That's why every fraction of a second in this life, span of life, is very precious and very important for us. We can't afford to waste any time for anything else. Which means the life must be spent in such a way that one's lifestyle must be the lifestyle prescribed by the Shastra. When a person understands, a person can become commitment to follow that lifestyle. Therefore, Nishtha, this is the explanation given by Pooja Swamiji. Okay? Nishtha, when you say committed lifestyle. Dvividha Nishtha, two-fold committed lifestyle has been prescribed by me, says Bhagavan. When Pura, that word Pura means before. Pura is an indicable word. Pura means before. Pura means long ago. Pura means, okay, so long ago means here the beginning of the very creation. Every time the universe is brought into manifestation, along with the universe, Veda Shastram also, you know, is where the wisdom also is given. Pooja Swamiji used to say this. Every product has to come with the manual. And when the human being also comes into this world, he sent a guidebook that he should live his life. Okay? He live his life as per the instructions of that guidebook. Not simply a guidebook. It's much more than that, isn't it? So, Veda Shastram, there's no way Vedic teaching should govern the life. Because why? That is this exalted way of life, because it is completely governed by Samanya Dharma, universal values. So Pura, in the beginning of the creation itself, twofold committed lifestyle has been taught by me, O sinless Arjuna. In this world means what? In this world of human beings. Even though this is the world of all the beings, the teaching is for human beings. So loke means manushya loke. Asmin loke, in this world of human beings, for the sake of human beings, beautiful wisdom is taught, given here. And that what is that twofold committed lifestyle? It's twofold lifestyle. One with the discipline of Jnana Yoga for Sankhyaha, for Sankhyas, and another committed lifestyle for yogis, the discipline of Karma Yoga. This is the literal meaning which already we have seen. We'll enter into this Bhashyam part. Okay. We are going to see the beautiful meaning of the word Sankhyaha also, because Shankara Bhagatpada himself is going to explain that beautifully. Loke asmin. See, look at this now, Bhashyam part. Loke asmin. Asmin loke. Loke asmin, asmin loke means in this world. In this world should not be taken as simply the word here. In this world of human beings. In this world of human beings. Who are the human beings? Okay, what has been done now? Dvividha. See the word now, dvividha. Dvividha is equal to dviprakara. Dvividha is the original word. Bhagavatpada's commentary is what? Dviprakara. So dviprakara, dvividha is equal to twofold. Nishtha. Nishtha means sthitihi. Sthitihi, the way of life. Nishtha, committed lifestyle. Okay. This twofold committed lifestyle has been prescribed for whom? That is said, Traivarnikanam. So, Loke Asmin. See next sentence, next word. Shastra Anushtana Adhikritanam. It's all description of the human beings. Okay. Shastra Anushtana Adhikritanam. Traivarnikanam. So, this whole teaching has been given for the sake of human beings. All the people of three varnas. Traivarnikaha. Here immediately the question will come, why Shudras have been left? We understand, Traivarnikaha, Brahmanaha, Kshatriyaha, Vaishyaha. Shudraha not included because according to the Shastram, Shudraha are those who reject Shastram, who question the Pramanyam of Shastram, who do not, even if a person is born in a Brahmin family, or a Kshatriya family, or a Vaishya family, or a Shudra family, Janmataha, he can be anything, nothing wrong. If a person an atheist, a non-believer of Shastram. Non-believer of Shastram eventually will be what? Non-believer of Bhagavan also. A non-believer of Shastram is the non-believer of the truth. Non-believer of the truth is the denier of one's own self. Denier of one's own self will be a denier of the value of dharma. The one who denies the value of dharma, the one who cannot understand the value of dharma, therefore who cannot have purushartha nischaya. So whose goals will be artha kamas only, therefore who would not be able to manage one's emotions. We can say firmly, it is impossible for a person to manage one's emotions unless a person knows the value of dharma and lives a life of dharma. Okay? It's not possible. When a person does not know the value of dharma, he cannot strictly follow the dharma. And if he does not follow the dharma, he will be disturbing the order. As Pujya Swamiji used to say, Swayam disturbed will disturb others. And he will be really disturbing the order also. Such a person is a Shudraha. Therefore, such a person cannot come near Shastram. Doesn't come near the Shastram. Therefore, Trivarnikaha are mentioned. So, this beautiful twofold committed lifestyle has been imparted, taught for people of all three Varnas who accept Shastram as the Pramanam, who have Shraddha in the Shastra teaching. The Shraddha is very important. Shraddha in the unflinching faith in the Shastram. Thereby they become eligible. Adhikritaha. Adhikaraha eligibility qualification. Adhikritaha is eligible, qualified. Thereby, who are qualified, eligible for anushtanam, following the Shastra's teaching. Shastra anushtana adhikritaha. Shastra anushtana adhikritanam. Positive case form, you know that. Shastra anushtana adhikritaha are the people who are eligible, qualified for following the disciplines prescribed by the Shastram. The lifestyle prescribed, enjoined by the Shastram. For such people, Shastra Anushtana Adhikritanam Trivarnikanam, for those people, Dvividha Dviprakara Nishtha Sthitihi Ukta. Again, Anushteya Tatparyam. Anushteya Tatparyam, very important word, beautiful word. Anushteya, see, Anutishtati is a simple verb. Anushteya is a potential passive participle, to be followed choicelessly. Anushteya means should be followed. How should be followed? Anushteya Tatvaryam. Definitely to be followed. The committed, twofold committed lifestyle which should be followed definitely, choicelessly. The definiteness is implied by the word tatparyam. Why the definiteness? The definiteness implies what now? The commitment also. Commitment to what? Tatparyam is equal to tat paratvam. Very beautiful. Tat stands for Bhagavan. So discovering Bhagavan is the ultimate goal. Bhagavan becomes the priority. The committed lifestyle, which should be followed definitely, has the status of having Bhagavan as the ultimate goal, ultimate priority. Understand now? That lifestyle, committed lifestyle, has tatparyam, tatparatvam, has the status of having Bhagavan as the ultimate goal. So for a Vaidika, the whole life is lived with a total commitment to Bhagavan. Yaha Vedam Anutishtati Saha Vaidikaha. Who follows the Vedic way of life enjoined by the Shastram, he alone is Vaidikaha. Even if he is born elsewhere in the world, a person does not follow the Vedic way of life, even if he is born in India, in a great scholar's home, still he is not a Vaidika. Understand? Therefore, Tatparyam here implies Tatparatvam. With a commitment to Bhagavan, the commitment to the goal. Anushteya Tatparyam. So the way of life enjoined by the Shastram, which should be followed with a commitment, has been taught. When Pura, Pura means Purvam. Pura before. Pura means Kada, Sargasya Adav, Sargadav. Sargaha, Pullinga Shabdaha. Srishtihi, Strilinga Shabdaha. So Sargaha means creation. Sargasya Adav, in the very beginning of creation, every time the universe becomes manifest from being unmanifest, at the time, along with the Jagat, what comes into the world, what becomes manifest along with the world is Vedashastram. That is why we say Vedashastram is perennially eternal. Sargadav, Prajaha Srishtva. The beginning of creation, Prajaha Srishtva, having created a human beings. Tasam. See, Praja is a Strilinga Shabda. Therefore, Tasam. And for their sake, Tasam Krite. So, for their sake, for the sake of human beings, Abhyudaya Nishreyasa Prapti Sadhanam Vedartha Sampradayam. Vedartha Sampradayam. சம்பிரதாயா, யூ நோ வெரி வெல், ட்ரெடிஷன், டீச்சிங் ட்ரெடிஷன் அண்ட் வேதார்த்த சம்பிரதாய, டீச்சிங் ட்ரெடிஷன் ஆஃப் தி சப்ஜெக்ட் மேட்டர் ஆஃப் தி சாஸ்திரம், வேதசாஸ்திரம். அண்ட் வாட் இஸ் திஸ்? பிராப்தி சாதனம், மீன்ஸ் ஆஃப் அட்டைன்மெண்ட். பிராப்தி சாதனம், பிராப்தேஹே சாதனம், மீன்ஸ் ஆஃப் அட்டைன்மெண்ட். So for human beings, there's a means of attainment of what? All four Purusharthas. See, means of attainment of the knowledge for accomplishing all four Purusharthas. Veda Shastram by itself cannot give you Purusharthas. Veda Shastram is the sadhanam, means of attainment of the knowledge required for accomplishing all four Purusharthas. All four Purusharthas can be said what? Prayas and Shreyas. Four Purusharthas can be divided into two as Prayas and Shreyas. Prayas means relative time bound ends. The word prayas stands for relative time bound ends. Shreyas stands for absolute, timeless, everlasting goal. Pradhana lakshyam. So prayas are meant by the word here, abhyudayaha. Abhyudayaha means prayas. Prayas means artha kama dharmaha. Artha kamaha are needed for what? For living this life. One has to pursue artha kamaha. No goal is considered useless, undermined, underestimated. But we should be very clear which goal is for what. All pursuits are important. For living this life, for contributing for this perpetuation of dharma, for protecting dharma, the life has to be lived, isn't it? So for living this life, we need arthakamas. Arthakamas have to be pursued. But arthakamas must be pursued with the mani, with a restrained mind and body, mind and sense organs. Having mastery over one's body, mind, sense complex, one must pursue one's arthakamas. For living this life, in order to have mastery over one's body, mind, sense complex, and to pursue arthakamas, one must choicelessly follow dharma. Dharma has to be pursued as well. Therefore, abhyudayaha stands for prayas. Prayas means, implies arthakama dharmaha. One must pursue artha and kama in conformity with dharma to prepare one's mind ultimately for jnanam, which itself is moksha. Therefore, abhyudayaha, prayas, nishreyas, nishreyasam. Nishreyas means what? Ultimate goal, timeless, everless, absolute goal. Accomplishing which everything else becomes accomplished as it were. Nothing else needs to be accomplished later other than that. That nishreyasa phalam is what? Moksha praptihi. So chaturvidha purushartaha. So shreyas implies nishreyas. Nishreyasa phalam is equal to mokshaha. Therefore, அப்யுதய நிஷ்ரேயச பிராப்தி சாதனம். is what Vedartha Sampradaya. So, the teaching tradition of the subject matter of the Shastram, which serves as a means of the attainment of all four Purusharthas, all four human pursuits, relative and the absolute, for the human beings, has been taught by me, Bhagavan says. You know, that's why when we say, when we praise Devi, the universally known simplest verse is what? Sarva mangala mangalye shive sarvartha sadhike sarvartha sadhika. Devi is the one who enables us accomplish all purusharthas. Purusharthas, pursuits for living this life, and the pursuit to be accomplished, the life itself is lived for accomplishing a pursuit. Isn't it? Okay. So Abhyudaya Nishreyasa Prapti Sadhanam Vedartha Sampradayam Avishkurvata Maya Prokta. Bhagavan says, it was taught by me. By which sort of me? Avishkurvata. We'll be very careful. Avishkaroti is a verb. Avishkaroti has many meanings. Avishkaranam means research. Avishkaranam means revealing. Research. Discovery. So many meanings are there. But here, Bhagavan Avishkurvan, Avishkurvata Maya means by me who am, by me is revealing. By me who am revealing. Now, in the form of Krishna, I'm revealing the same teaching to you. The same teaching which was given by me before in the form of Veda. Now I'm teaching you, revealing the same teaching, isn't it? To you now in the form of Bhagavad Gita. Before it was taught by me in the form of Veda. But how? It was not directly. Bhagavan did not teach Vedic. Here, Sakshat Bhagavan himself is teaching Arjuna directly. Whereas Vedic, that's why it's called Smriti Grantaha. Why? Bhagavan only repeats what was given by him originally in the form of Veda. What was given by Bhagavan originally in the form of Veda is now given by Bhagavan in the form of Krishna through Bhagavad Gita. Rishruti. Which means that was not directly taught by Bhagavan. Of course, Bhagavan only taught. Shastram came from Bhagavan only. But how? Bhagavan revealed this teaching only to the sages, rishis. Bhagavan taught this Veda Shastram to the rishis. Not directly. Then how Bhagavan blessed the rishis to receive this teaching in the form of mantras received. Bhagavan enabled their great rishis who are given to tremendous tapas to receive the teaching in the form of mantras. That's why any rishi has rishitvam. Rishati janati iti rishi. Katham janati? मन्त्रद्वारा जानाति. मन्त्रं कथं जानाति? मन्त्रास् वर् रिवील्ड् टु हिम्. So rishis who received the wisdom in the form of mantras revealed to them, in recognition of their tremendous tapas, because of their extraordinary intellectual capability, rishis were said to be drashta. Rishihi means a drashta. Mantra drashtaraha, seer of the mantra. So originally, Bhagavan gave the teaching in the form of Veda, Veda mantras. And this is, Veda is a timeless wisdom, perennially eternal wisdom. The treasure of supernatural wisdom. It's been there always. But same teaching. Bhagavan says now, the same teaching. Avishkurvata maya sarvajnena ishvarena prokta was taught by me. Before it was taught by me, who was revealing the same teaching in the form of mantras to the rishis of tremendous tapas. By me, who am I? Omniscient Lord. By me, who am the omniscient Lord. Sarvajnena Ishvarena Maya Pura Avishkurvata maya, sarvagyena ishvarena avishkurvata maya, puram sargadav prajaha srishtva, tasam abhyudaya nishreyasa prapti sadhanam vedartha sampradayam prokta. He anagha apapa. Apapa, anagham, agarahitaha, paparahitaha. O sinless Arjuna. So what does it mean? Don't take this teaching for granted. Of course, I should not say this. Arjuna is not taking it for granted. He's desperately looking, staring at Bhagavan with the focus in every word Bhagavan's. I can understand. Every word coming out of Bhagavan's mouth was received very carefully by Arjuna. That's Shraddha. See, Nishtha is Stilinga Shabda. Therefore, Prokta. Stitihi is Stilinga Shabda. Therefore, Prokta. Two-fold committed lifestyle with two relevant corresponding disciplines has been taught by me. Understand? The very beginning itself. But now when he gives, having created the beings for their sake, abhyudaya nishreyasa prapti sadhanam vedartha sampradayam proktam. Understand? Proktam is not given there. Well, you can take it as active voice sentence or passive voice sentence. It's a, because passive voice sentence. Proktam. If proktam is not mentioned, so I'm telling you. Abhyudaya nishreyasa prapti sadhanam vedartha sampradayam अहम् प्रोक्तवान् और संप्रदायः प्रोक्तः और संप्रदायम् प्रोक्तम्. नाउ द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन कम्स. तत्र का सा द्विविधा निष्ठा, का सा द्विविधा निष्ठा, வாட் ஈஸ் தட் டூ ஃபோல்ட் கமிட்டட் லைஃப் ஸ்டைல் இதி ஆக ஞான யோகேன. நவ் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் வேர்ட் ஞான யோகேன, டேக் தட் வேர்ட். வாட் இஸ் எக்ஸ்பிளனேஷன் ஹியர்? ஞானம் ஏவ யோகா. Pursuing knowledge itself is the discipline. Jnanam eva yogaha. What is the discipline? There's nothing disciplined here. So mere pursuit of knowledge itself is discipline. Therefore, jnanam eva yogaha tena. So, Jnana Yoga means what? Mere pursuit of knowledge to the exclusion of everything else is the discipline of Jnana Yoga. Okay. Tena, for whom? With this discipline, for whose sake? It is said, no? Sankhyanam. Jnana Yogena Sankhyanam. Sankhyanam, first case form of Sankhya. See now, who are the Sankhyas? Beautiful explanation is coming. Sankhya ityukte kaha. Sankhyanam. So Sankhya, Sankhyam and Sankhya. Sankhyam means knowledge. But Sankhya means who? ஆத்ம அநாத்ம விஷய விவேக ஜானவான் சாங்க்யா. Let me make it definition, let me give you, then I'll go to the பாஷ்யம். ஆத்ம அநாத்ம விஷய விவேக ஜானவான் சாங்க்யா. சாங்க்யா means the person of discriminative knowledge of ஆத்மா அண்ட் அனாத்மா. தி பர்சன் ஆஃப் டிஸ்கிரிமினேட்டிவ் நாலேஜ் பெர்டைனிங் டு ஆத்மா அண்ட் அனாத்மா. ஐ கேன் டிசைட் ஆத்ம அனாத்ம விஷய விவேக ஜானவான். ஹியஸ் விவேக ஜானவான். Discriminative knowledge, the person of discriminative knowledge of the subject matter in terms of Atma and Anatma. Atma Anatma Vishya Viveka, Viveka Jnanavan Sankhyaha. Okay, next. பிரம்மச்சரிய ஆசிரமாத் ஏவ கிருத சந்நியாசா. I'm not going to the பாஷ்யம் now. I'm only giving the definition first. பிரம்மச்சரிய ஆசிரமாத் ஏவ கிருத சந்நியாசா. கிருதா சந்நியாசா ஏன சக கிருத சந்நியாசா. The person who is given to, who has taken life, who given to the life of sannyasa. The person has taken the sannyasa. When skipping the ashramas, skipping the grastha ashrama, skipping the vanaprastha ashrama, brahmacharya ashramat yeva. See, brahmacharya ashramat yeva. From directly from Brahmacharya Ashrama itself, skipping the two ashramas in between, the person who has taken life of sannyasa is Brahmacharya Ashrama Tyeva Krita Sannyasaha Sankhyaha. So don't worry. People who are into Grihastha Ashrama also can become sannyasi later on. See, without depriving oneself of being a grihastha also, even being a grihastha also, one can be a sannyasi. How? If the dependency is only on jnanam for moksha and moksha, for happiness and security, then you are going through sannyasa mentally. Don't worry, we will explain everything beautifully. Let us go what Shankaracharya says. Let us see what exactly he says first. So, kaha sankhyaha atma anatma vishaya viveka jnanavan. Number one sentence. Second sentence. Brahmacharya ashramat eva krita sannyasaha. Second sentence. Third sentence. Vedanta vijnana sunischita arthaha. See, Vedanta Vijnana Sunischita Arthaha. This line, Bhagavad Pada has literally taken from two Upanishads. Mundaka, this sentence comes, and also in Kaivalya. Okay. So, Vedanta Vijnana Sunischita Arthaha can mean Ajnani also. Sunischitaha Arthaha means the meaning of the words of the Vedanta Shastram has been ascertained doubtlessly by whom? He is Vedanta Vijnana Sunischita Arthaha. Ajnani also is said to be Vedanta Vijnana Sunischita Arthaha. Vedanta Vijnanam Vijnanasya Artha Vedanta Vijnanasya Artha Sushtu Nischitaha Yena Saha Vedanta Vijnana Sunischita Artha. A person of ascertained doubt-free knowledge of the subject matter of this Vedanta Shastra. He is Vedanta Vijnana Sunischita Artha Jnani. But here, let me come. But here, a Sankhya is mentioned. Here, Sunischita Artha means, does not mean a Jnani, but a person who has clear knowledge of the Vedanta Shastra. Not a person of ascertained vision, but a person who has a clear knowledge of the shastra, subject matter of the shastra. Vedanta Vijnana Sunishchitartha. He is a Sankhya. He knows. Paramahamsa Parabrahmani Eva Avasthitaha. Avasthitaha. Paramahamsaha. Paramahamsa. Parabrahmaniyeva avasthitaha. Parabrahmaniyeva avasthitaha. Very beautiful word that is. Parabrahmaniyeva avasthitaha. The one whose mind is placed only in the absolute reality, Brahma. The person may be wandering here and there, but attention of the mind is always placed in Brahma. So one who is constantly contemplative or meditative upon the subject matter of the Shastram. Brahmaniyeva avasthitaha is a sankhyaha. So what does it mean? Having one's attention always placed in Brahma means repeatedly, the person who repeatedly reminds oneself of one's own nature being freedom. One who does not say, no, I want to be a sannyasi, I'm a sannyasi, will be able to make it moksha? No. I have yet to attain moksha? No. This person, because he is, the Sankhya is the one who is Vedanta Vijnana Sunischitartha. He has a very clear understanding of the teaching of the Upanishads. Therefore, who does not think that mokshaha is a goal to be attained. So, Sankhya is the person who all the time sees his nature being freedom. For him, Sankhya is the person for whom moksha is not the goal to be attained. Moksha is one's own nature. There's no more goal. So for Sankhya, there's no goal to be attained at all. There's no goal for him. What does he do then? He sees his Swarupam being Mokshaha already. For him, Moksha is already accomplished nature. He is a Sankhya. Therefore, Parabrahmaniyeva Avasthitaha means the one who sees oneself being Brahma already, always. How does he see? By being contemplative. Being contemplative, repeated dwelling upon one's own nature. One who sees moksha as one's own sarupam. One who sees the fact of oneself being already a freed person. Parabrahmani eva avasthitaha. Such a person. Also, Paramahamsa. So, Paramahamsa Parabrahmani eva avasthitaha means. So, the different, we can know, the sannyasa is also given different titles and the different. As a person of exalted thinking and who are wandering without any sense of belonging, without any sense of possession, they are such a person is a Sankhya, Paramahamsa. Parabrahmani eva avasthitaha. Understand? Sankhyaha kaha. What that answer I have given? I have not yet explained the Bhashyam here. I have only explained Sankhyaha kaha. Atma anatma vishya viveka jnanavan. Sentence number one. Sankhyaha. Brahmacharya ashramat eva kritasanyasaha sankhyaha. Number two sentence, second sentence. Vedanta vijnana sunischitarthaha. Third sentence, sankhyaha. Three different adjectives describing a sankhya. Fourth adjective is what? Paramahamsa parabrahmani eva avasthitaha. Paramahamsa sannyasi means a renunciate who is with a discriminative understanding. He is Paramahamsa sannyasi. As a renunciate of discriminative understanding, one who remains, one who abides, one whose mind, having the mind abiding in the vision of Brahman, being one's own self, is a Sankhya. Understand now? This is Sankhya. So, Shankaracharya says here, Jnana Yogaha is the discipline prescribed for Sankhya. Jnana Yoga Nishtha means what? the committed lifestyle associated with the discipline of Jnana Yoga has been prescribed for those people known as Sankhyaha, who are endowed with a discriminative knowledge of the subject matter pertaining to Atma and Anatma, who are given to the life of sannyasa renunciation directly from the Brahmacharya ashrama, thereby who are known as Naishtika Brahmacharinaha. Then, those who have very clear understanding of the subject matter of the Vedanta Shastram. And those as sannyasis with a discriminative understanding, who abide always in the Swarupam of Brahman, in their own Swarupam, which is Parambrahma, who abide in their own Swarupam, which is Parambrahma. That is why Pujya Swamiji used to say, don't ever take Karma Yoga as something to be simple. Living a life of Karma Yoga means tremendous tapas, great tapas. Because not even a fraction of a second Bhagavan is forgotten. The whole life means the life of a person who lives a life of Karma Yoga is always filled with Bhagavan. Never, because he lives very consciously of Dharma. He desperately is prayerful to Bhagavan for a strong will to live a life of Dharma, to be able to live a life of Dharma. Lachapada is already conscious of the welfare of the whole world. A Karma Yogi cannot be a harmful person at all, a sadhu. At the same time, brave, bold, strong, not a weak person. So, imagine Jnana Yoga, Sankhya is such a person. Sounds like a sannyasi. But before I go to the next one, it's already time. Okay. Doesn't matter. Very important. Very, very important lessons we'll do. Today I took some time for a book. I went back to previous verses. So it took some time. Then we'll continue with the Karma Yoga in the next class. I'll clarify even Sankhya, what is given here. Because Shankar Bhagavatpada's words are very expressive, highly expressive. We'll see next class. Okay? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.